Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, was on the field as the epic comeback was happening last night. Sal, what was the mood like when things started to turn?
It was really what you'd expect, which is, you know, every couple of plays, every few minutes, there was a little bit more of a, okay, like this is happening. Oh my gosh. And a little bit more of the, you feel the crowd, the intensity ramping it up a little bit. And I still think, even though that was true, Susan, like maybe people kind of didn't want to believe it because it just seems so improbable that it could actually come all together at the end, and it actually did.
There's something about, and we've had this happen a couple times before in the past, Sal, in recent years. There's just something about Derrick Henry running the ball down your throat that makes it even worse. I don't know how to explain it. You could be down the same score, but when you start to lose that way, it just feels like there's nothing you can do about it.
That's called taking away your will. That's what it is. You're right. And I think it's just a tale as old as time in football. This is why football people tell you, run the ball at them, play smash mouth football, punch them in the mouth. All those cliches you hear, Brian, this is why. Because it's one thing when a quarterback is sitting back there and slinging it all over the place. But it's another when you're a professional athlete, when you're a football player and this really tough person and someone's just smashing you time after time, that takes your will away. And that's what it is. And the Bills' will was wilting away, but it never, ever went completely away. And what I mean by that is, yeah, they were taking body blow after body blow and throwing their hands up. What do we do? But they knew they had to make one more play. Just make one play. Give Josh Allen a chance. And, of course, they did by getting the ball back without Oliver in the strip. And then they did again on the next drive on a great tackle on third down by Christian Benford to get the ball back on a punt.
I mean, they never gave up. And what a way to open the final year at the stadium. I mean, how important is a win like this early in the season? Does it set the tone for the rest of the way?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it depends on your particular team, who you have on the team, what your culture is or where you are in your build. And what I mean by that is, you know, if the Bills were a very young team who hadn't experienced a lot of winning, oh my gosh, this would do one thing for them to say, oh, hey, we're here, we can win these games. I think a game like this kind of reinforces the fact that, you know, you've been through these battles, you know what it takes to win, just keep playing. But at the same time, boy, starting 0-1 versus starting 1-0 against an AFC contender after all your division opponents lost, after the Chiefs lost as well, like it just means so much heading into the next 5 weeks before the bye, especially next week, another division game against the Jets. And I also think it's great for these young guys. It's great for the new players and Deion Walker, TJ Sanders, and Dorian Strong. And how about Matt Prater, the kicker, right? It's great for them to see, to be a part of this and a part of that type of environment when something like that happens, to have the belief in the teammates around them and the people that they play with that this, they can get the job done.
I mean, I know it wasn't one of those swirling winds, you know, terrible weather days at the stadium, Sal, but how about Prater coming in a few days' notice and then being thrown onto the field at, you know, a place that notoriously everyone talks about being hard to kick at?
Yeah, it was a it was an operation the Bills had to kind of be buttoned up on because the clock was moving. They didn't have any timeouts left. They played it perfectly at the end of the game, which is take your timeouts up until fourth down and then know you have 30 seconds to run on the field and get everything off. And they did it perfectly and they lined them up. But even then, you still have to have the snap. You have to have the hold. You have to have the kick. Let's remember, Matt Prater got here 3 days ago, guys. I mean, he had just been signed this week. 41 years old, 18-year veteran. But the benefit of having a guy like that is he's a veteran. He's been around a lot of teams, been around a lot of situations, environments. He kicked in this very stadium a year ago in the opener for the Arizona Cardinals. It was not that windy, but you still have to make sure everything is buttoned up. That was, they did it perfectly. And Matt Prater, after the game, I mean, I talked to him on the field, guys, and just the way that he talked about already getting accepted in the organization and what this meant for him to come here and do something like this on that night was pretty special.
So many things went the Bills' way. A mixed extra point, a touchback that went against the Ravens, the Derrick Henry fumble. I mean, what do you think was the turning point?
I think it was the fumble, right? Because if you don't get the fumble, you still might get the ball back, but you're not getting it back at that moment, and there's still way more time that's going to be run off the clock. You have to have everything come together with how much time you have and what you need to do. There's so many little points in this game that could be the turning point, though, right? That fumble was key. But earlier before that, you know, Josh Allen throws a fourth down pass to Dawson Knox, gets tipped into the hands of Keon Coleman for a touchdown. These little things all matter. But I think, I'll refer to what Sean McDermott said. Sean McDermott was asked this question in the locker room. He said he was asked, at what point were you kind of confident that you guys were going to get this win? And he pointed to that play. So if you ask me, like, that specific turning point and when it became real was when Ed Oliver ripped the ball out of Derrick Henry's hands and the Bills recovered.
Deion Dawkins, after the game, said that today Prater goes back to being the old geezer. How much offense do you take to that, Sal? I take offense. I'm not even that old.
Let me tell you something. I had never met the guy in my life. I'm on the sidelines, and I'd never really seen him, right? And he had just shown up last week. I say this with all due respect. He looked to me like a guy that just walked into a fantasy camp and put on a uniform to be in a stadium and just have a really good time and show his buddies some pictures. He looked like one of those people in the parking lot that dresses up in a Bills uniform and walks around.
That's hilarious.
He's a little more sober, though, which is good because we needed him.
I mean, it's incredible, but he's Mr. Reliable. He's Mr. Steady. He's been in many, many big moments. And, yeah, there was some joking around in the locker room after the game and those kinds of those kinds of things that were said, but there was also just so much reverence for him to be able to come in that environment and situation and be able to do it. And, obviously it worked out for everybody. It worked out for him. And look, he's going to be the Bills kicker for the next few weeks here. Not lost in all of this, hopefully for everybody, is the fact that Matt Prater is here because Tyler Bass is injured. And Tyler Bass is going to miss at least three more weeks, and we'll see where it goes after that. But I think a game like that, it wasn't just that one. He was 5 for 5 mm-hmm. on kicks. He also kicked a field goal at the end of the first half as the gun went. He had two walk-off half kicks that both proved monstrous in this game.
Going to be a storyline to watch, but it's going to be tough to beat this one the rest of the way, Sal. We got a long way to go, but week one in the books, and it was one to remember. Sal Capaccio was on the sidelines for what a game, what a comeback. Thanks so much, Sal. Bills 41, Ravens 40.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.